trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Ellie 64 Bar and Grill in St. Charles has an electric atmosphere. Ellie's superb staff, amazing food, excellent location, and great times keep people coming back for more. Ellie has a ton of draft beers, including Sam Adams Boston Lager and seasonal drafts. Grab your friends, order some cold Sam Adams, and catch college hoops action. Don't forget about Chicago sports teams, always on the screens at Ellie 64. Motorcycle parking in the back next to the best beer garden in the burbs. Ellie 64.
Opening day is almost here, and now is the time to check out DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's a new season every time you play, so you're never stuck with injured players or poor performers. Just pick two pitchers and eight position players, stay under the salary cap, and you can win big. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code SCORE to play for free in the $100,000 fantasy baseball contest on opening day. You can win up to 10 at SCORE at DraftKings.com.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Tales. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, it's 4 o'clock. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Chicago Wolves playoff tickets go on sale Friday at 11 through Ticketmaster or ChicagoWolves.com. The exhibition season is thankfully nearing the end, and the Cubs and the Sox are both in action again today. The Sox with a couple of split squad games in one. San Diego is leading them 5-0 in the third inning. Jeff Samardzija giving up 5 runs in the very first inning on 5 hits. He's allowed 1 hit since. San Diego leading that one 5-0 in the third. In the other game, the Sox lead it 5-0 over Seattle. Scott Carroll on the mound in that one. Garcia and Cabrera with a couple of RBIs. And the Cubs leading Milwaukee 5-0. That game also in the third inning. Jason Hamill on the mound for the Northsiders, Rizzo with a 3-run shot, and LaStella with a solo blast. The Sox today sending Carlos Rodon and Jesse Crane down to the minors. Meanwhile, the Cubs sent Brian Schlitter, Zach Rosecup, and Junior Lake all down as well. And Chris Sale threw 90 pitches in a minor league game with no reported problems, 13 strikeouts to go with no walks, and the Jumbotron is up at Wrigley and ready to go for Sunday's opener. Pro basketball, the Bulls are up in Milwaukee tonight. Meanwhile, the Blackhawks host Vancouver tomorrow, and Patrick Kane skated with the team today looking good, but he tells everybody to remain patient.
I think the only thing I can really control is trying to heal as fast as I can, trying to get myself in the best shape as possible, and if it's 7 weeks, great. If it's 5 weeks, great. If it's 6 weeks, great. You know, who knows what it's going to be at the end.
Join 670 The Score for the Bud Light Who Needs to Tavern Tour. That's Friday at Scoreboards Sports Bar in Oswego. That'll be from 1 to 6. Come check out the broadcast and enter for your chance to win a pair of Bulls tickets. It's brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on the
senior vice president of everything, apparently, for the Indiana Pacers, Bill Benner.
One more time, I just want to emphasize to everybody in Chicago, and come to Indy, we're going to have a great time. We don't care who you're in bed with, whether it's a man or a woman or a monkey, we're going to love you. So come on down.
Ah.
a barrage of texts asking if you are adding to your menagerie now an Indiana sex monkey.
Yes, I am. No, okay. I'm not. I will not.
You're not?
It's full. I don't think unless there's a sudden death.
There were two deaths, though.
Yes.
Because the wet monkey died and the eaten monkey died.
Well, yeah, he had a rough time.
Right. And the Iranian space monkey, what happens if they reach a nuclear deal?
Like a monkey ready to be shot into space. Space monkey.
Is he off? Secret assignment, and he comes home. He comes back, and you fire him.
I'm trying to cut the crowd down a
and then
little
you
bit.
Get, and then you hire the Indiana sex monkey, or that is just sort of when you need
Indiana
him.
Sex monkey.
You don't care who you're in bed with, whether it's a man or a woman or a monkey.
The Indiana sex monkey cannot exist in my life.
No.
You noticed I've not been looking.
For monkeys?
No.
Or for sex in Indiana? How would I notice? Watching around outside Dial's house.
I was hearing the music from Jaws. In the back of them, doo-doo.
Hey, would you like to buy a monkey?
Indiana sex monkey.
Boars and Bernstein.
Come on, Nico.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And it should be noted here at 403 on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, that the monkeys were unhappy last night.
Why?
They heard it.
Oh.
They liked the Indiana sex monkey.
Really?
Like him aboard.
Okay. Well, look, they've got their own committees and subcommittees.
Yeah, they've got their own agenda.
And various working groups, so they're better organized than people believe.
Yeah, they got their own agenda, and I told them, not at this time, but we'll see. But boy, oh man, angry.
Got this thought from Rudy, who says, guys, Motley Crue also spent $30,000 on the same search firm DePaul did to find a new lead singer, and they advised him to hire Vince Neil.
Don't worry, Pat Kennedy's got next.
All right, your other Final Four is filled with NBA players because we were looking over all of the projected draft slots for guys in this upcoming
this is an
Final
amazing,
Four.
Yeah, group of kids.
So here. I just and thanks to Jeff, I don't know what Jeff does for a living, but this guy is really good at finding basketball information. I don't think he's a carny. Because if you're a carny, you're traveling around a lot, aren't you?
Hey, he's got time during the day.
I always wondered about that. When they do the carnivals, there's a big company I know that does it here. Like when they do the Boys and Girls Club carnival in the Basic and Wire cable parking lot where they do extra Cubs parking. It's every year they do it. I see the same people working there. Do those people like live in Chicago and just do Chicago carnivals for that company?
I don't think so. I think they move with them.
Or do they move with them?
I think they move with them. They used to. As far as I know, they
did. You know the guy calling like the squirt gun horse race and all that? I mean, they're very good at what they do. The one with like the little balls you roll through the holes and everything.
Yeah.
It's the same people
always,
every year.
There was always some... I don't know how it is these days. I haven't been to one forever, but man, back in the day, that was just toothless crackers.
Yeah, but I always go, and for every kid, I end up spending like $75, and I figure it's all going to the Boys and Girls Club, so it's all good, right?
Yeah, there's, I don't see too many of them anymore. There's one on the parking lot, there's a parking lot just off of 57 as you head back south, and it's Blue Island, it looks like, and they do it every year, and it seems to get larger, but I
know exactly what you're talking about. There's like a jewel up there.
It seems to get larger every year, and it's generally for some, but I told you, the Steger Carnival were the weird ones. See, back in the day, that's where you had the very special tent.
That's where you got your anatomy lesson.
Yes, I did. Thank you for mentioning that. I forgot all about that. You get older, you forget about that stuff.
Formative years.
Yeah, my formative years. That was it's for a long time after that, I never wanted to see another one.
Okay,
but that's not the Final Four.
It's not. This is the Final Four information that we were looking at where all these guys are. And Jeff put this together. He said, along with these notable Final Fours as a reference for the quality NBA talent they supplied, 1982, that was Carolina, Georgetown, Houston, and Louisville, 8 lottery picks. The equivalent of lottery picks. Worthy, Jordan, Olajuwon.
Oh, Lord.
Wait, hold on. Worthy, Jordan, Olajuwon, McRae, Perkins, Drexler, Floyd, and Lancaster Gordon.
Lancaster Gordon.
Yep.
See, I was a little before I started doing it because I was doing the Bulls then. So it was, I covered some good ones, but not that many. Yeah.
And another one for the quality category, 1992, Duke, Michigan, Cincinnati, Indiana. Leitner, Weber, Cheney, Grant Hill, Juwan Howard, Jalen Rose, Bobby Hurley.
Wow.
Now, these are two within the past 20 years,
mm-hmm.
tops in quantity for guys who played in the league.
Right.
The 1997 Final Four, Carolina, Minnesota, Kentucky, Arizona, comprising three drafts, 97, 98, and 99, produced the following NBA players. Serge Zwicker, Bobby Jackson, John Thomas, Ron Mercer, Derek Anderson, Antoine Jameson, Vince Carter, Shamond Williams, Mike Bibby, Michael Dickerson, Miles Simon, Nazi Muhammad, Sam Jacobson, Jason Terry, A.J. Bramlett, and Scott Paget. That's 16 God. Draft picks, 12 first-rounders, and 7 lottery picks.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Yeah.
But that's not your winner total as far as draft picks go in the modern era.
We have ourselves a winner?
This is quantity.
Quantity.
This is 2001. This is the drafts from 2001 to 2004.
Okay.
Duke, Arizona, Maryland, and Michigan State. Shane Battier, Richard Jefferson, Gilbert Arenas, Michael Wright, Lauren Woods, Jason Richardson, Zach Randolph, Andre Hudson, Terrence Morris, Jay Williams, Mike Dunleavy, Carlos Boozer, Chris Wilcox, Juan Dixon, Lonnie Baxter, Marcus Taylor, Steve Blake, and Chris Duhon. That's 18 draft picks, 8 first rounders, 6 lottery picks. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, it's very good.
Thanks for doing the work.
Back to putting the carnival together.
Back
to the Ferris wheel.
I just wondered. I just wondered if they travel.
I have a hunch, Carney. I don't know that.
This is Rashad. He's on the score. Hey, Rashad.
Damn, that 2001 class sound like the Bulls roster.
True. Dunleavy, Williams, Boozer, Lonnie Baxter. Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
You're right.
Man, my head started hurting. Great. But real quick, I know you guys, real quick, it's not my point, but when you talk about Jameis Winston, my most NFL comparable, I would think, is Dante Culpepper with that guy. You know what I mean?
What do you think, Rashad? Do you think Jameis?
I don't think Jameis is athletic as Culpepper. You remember that as a college quarterback, it wasn't his first choice, but he could get out of the pocket and go.
Well, Jameis is kind of fluky with his run, but he's got some type of athleticism. I've seen him get out of the ACC, albeit. I've seen him get out on the corner and they've been able to outrun some linebackers, but it's a different game in the pros. But
Culpepper was what, like 260 he played at?
I think he played somewhere around 260, 270. Yeah. Later in the year, he got a little heavier than that. But my real point is this. I like what Ryan Pace is doing with this team as far as getting quality depth guys that can improve your roster at the starting spot mm-hmm. where you can address it in the draft for depth purposes, which leads me to Dan. I've been emphatic on a wide receiver all offseason, especially when they got rid of Brandon Headache. And now I'm changing my thought process because I'm looking at what Gase, the offensive coordinator coming from Denver, did with that offense. And what Fox is saying is they're going to be more run-oriented. I don't know if wide receiver at number 7 is the best decision. That's why I'm going to say this. I'm going to call every month to keep it hammering with you guys. Marcus Mariota's in play for the Bears.
You think?
Absolutely.
It's an interesting thought.
Here's the thing. How many opportunities do the Bears specifically get an opportunity when you have a quarterback that you're stuck with, where you have a guy who potentially, given a couple years to mold under good coaching, a la Aaron Rodgers, that you can mold this guy into a guy that potentially could be a future at that position?
Do they want to deal with this year of that, though? And all the dissonance and all the noise, and do they? If that's the case, I would wonder: do they really understand what they're getting themselves into? The first 2 interception game, what this city is going to be? I don't know, Rashad.
You know, Rashad, you're always a good caller, always very good. I thought all along that my guy said they'd like him, and I said no, they like him because they want other people to think they like him. He said no, they like him because they like him. I think others do too, but, you know, and by the way, Jameis Winston, whether he's ever going to be 300 or whatever he's going to be, I don't know that he's going to do the blow-up thing. He's going to get the coinage and he's going to turn up and be too fat. Mariota's not coming to the draft either. All of a sudden,
right?
Wait a minute. What happened here? Where are the quarterbacks?
That's right. There's still draft town and every opportunity for everyone to apply for these free tickets that everybody seems to want, I guess.
And number one pick? No, he's not coming. How about the other quarterback that's mentioned?
Not coming.
No, he's going to be in Hawaii.
But I guess, you know, we were talking with Hub during transition just about how the Bears are going to get a really good player at seven. A really, really damn good player.
I don't think you can miss. Well, I shouldn't say that because that it all looks good until that guy gets here and then he sucks. So, I mean, it would appear, everyone would tell you that the draft has, 15 really outstanding players.
Yeah, and I keep asking because, you know, every day the wind changes and I'm always asking the draft expert in our house that I now have living there who does nothing but follow this stuff. And every day I say, all right, who do you think the Bears are taking? He's been solid on it being a wide receiver. And out of nowhere yesterday, he said it could be Leonard Williams. And I think Leonard Williams could be the best player of this draft. I said, why all of a sudden do you say that? He said, I just do.
Do you think he would go from a number one pick to number seven? Would he get through all those teams? A guy that's rated as the...
I don't think so.
I think those who make their living doing this feel that he is the best player. The best player.
Really?
Yes.
Well, then somebody must be saying it because he's not going to come up with that on his own. They could just come up to me and just start saying that.
It's actually Jason's ratings. Right? They're in there now. He's online with it.
He might be. He's doing his rating. I'm running in. Do you have a pen? Get in bed. I said, what are you doing up? Because I have to update my mock draft. I said, no, you don't. You have to go to sleep. What are you doing? Get out of here. The 312 compares Winston much more to Ben Roethlisberger than Culpepper. That's not bad.
How much Big Ben weigh? Because he gets a little heavy at looking at the time.
Yeah,
he
doesn't get fat, though. He's another guy that just sort of accrues weight.
Yeah, he does.
Right?
Yeah, he does.
Well, when we saw him when he was coming out of college, he was in the shape of his life.
Yep,
because
real thin.
He's listed at 241.
Okay.
But that might be just